Hi, this is Charisse Kenyon, and you're listening to the Beauty Me podcast, all about beauty beyond the BS. It's another 5-minute review, and this week it's all about makeup brand Neen. It's going to be slightly different this time, as usually I cover just one product for these review episodes. But as I'm doing most of the Neen range today, let's just say it won't be 5 minutes, but hopefully it will be super informative. In each review type episode, I always give a mark out of 5 at the end based on how the products perform for me. Before we get into this one, I think we need a little backstory on Neen. It's actually the second makeup brand from Janine Lobel, a celebrity makeup artist who's also the woman who created the iconic, legendary, much imitated Stila brand that was every makeup lover's dream back in the 90s. There was something so special about Stila, from the packaging to the formulas. So special, in fact, that in 1999, Estee Lauder paid Janine an undisclosed amount of money. I did actually try and find it out in the past when she came on episode 202. But suffice to say, Janine made a lot of money from that. And if you want to listen to that episode, by the way, it is so good. If you've ever wanted to know more about the Stila brand, or you want some really cool startup stories, it's so good. So I'll leave a link in the show notes for you. So Janine's relatively new brand Neen, which of course is taken from her name, Janine, was launched in March 2022. And since then, I've seen it get more and more attention. So I thought it was time I shared a full review of several core products. I've been playing with the products, I think, for several months now. Full disclosure, all the products that I mentioned were gifted to me from Janine. But that doesn't mean I'm under any obligation to talk about them, to be really nice about them. This is just me wanting to share because I think I've got to know the brand really well. Okay, so I think I've tried pretty much everything from the brand, from the Pretty Extra Mascara to the Pretty Shiny Highlighters to the lip glosses, the cream cheek and lip products, and the eyeshadows. Just last week, I also received the brand new Going Steady Longwear Lip Color, so I'll be sharing my thoughts on that as well today. But the only thing that I haven't tried are the eye pencils. I don't think they're available in the UK either, so I can't comment on those. My favorite products from Neen, I would say first place has to go to the Pretty Shady Pressed Pigment. They feel like suede. They feel so soft. Your finger just glides across when you want to try them out. They come in a wide range of shades. They've got some really gorgeous deep tones, deep pinks and burgundies and browns that will look amazing on any skin tone, plus bright blues, bright pinks. It's just, they've got everything. I remember when I first used this on a TikTok live and someone commented that it looked too big to be an eyeshadow. I think they felt that they would just never use it all. But that's the thing. This is not just an eyeshadow. You can easily wear this as blush or highlighter. It's got enough shimmer in it that it will be amazing as a highlighter. And what I really like about these pigments is that you can put as much as you want on, but a little goes a long way. So they're so good to play with and to blend together. My favorite shade is easily Beam, which Janine says is a dead ringer for the uber popular Stila shade Kitten. Beam, like all of the pigments, gives the perfect balance of impact, but is also buildable and wearable. My favorite way to wear this is as a wash over my eyelids, you know, to give that fake glossy lid effect that we've all been loving for a while now. It's just so seamless. You don't need to apply a lot. It's so easy to wear. I think great with fingers, even better with brushes. I do think anybody can use these anywhere. My next favorite has to be the Glisten Up lip glosses because, if I'm honest, they really remind me of some of my favorite MAC lip glosses. They are so good. I love the shade Flirt in particular. I feel like it's a pale, warm pink that will suit anybody. It's perfect for wearing on its own or with a dark lip liner if you really want to go for a 90s feel. My third favorite from Neen has to be the Pretty Shiny Highlighters, which I didn't think so when they first arrived. They need to be seen on the skin to be believed. I've used these several times when I'm doing my makeup on TikTok, and every time, viewers are blown away by the impact of the color within the highlighters. The shade Luna is like a gorgeous bubblegum pink, and it almost looks like it's going to be too much. I remember I was recreating the Pat McGrath Margiela glass skin look last week, and somebody in the comments was like, use Luna, use the pink. And I was like, I think it's going to be too much. But the way it blends into your blush, it's just the most seamless, gorgeous glow. I think you could probably even try wearing it as a blusher, a very highlighter focused blush. But what I like is that you can still buff it all the way out if you want to, so it just becomes a little touch of pink. I actually think this would look really good on dark skin as well, by the way. My favorite color, though, of the highlighters is Frosty. And that's because I don't think we really see many brands offering what I think is a lilac shade highlighter. It is so pretty. And when you see it, you think it's going to be blindingly metallic. But again, you can blend it all the way out and really tone it down if you want. I also think this would be great to add into your favorite moisturizer or SPF if you just want to add a little touch of shimmer to your skin. So earlier on, I mentioned that the brand has got a new range, the Going Steady Longwear Lip Color. I've only had it for about a week. So far, I like it. It's not going to be one of those matte lips that dries your lips out. It's also not one of those matte products that's going to last all day and be perfect. I think by the end of the day, you're kind of left with more of a stain, which I don't mind. When I first saw this product, I really thought it was going to be like those very fudgy, very creamy and matte Korean inspired lip products, but it's much lighter, much thinner, still gives lots of pigment. And as I said, it doesn't leave you feeling dry. My favorite shade is Lucky. Initially, I thought it was very red. I thought it was a cool red, but it's actually more of a pinky fuchsia tone. I really like it. I'm wearing it today. I filmed some videos wearing this, and I think, again, it's a really flattering color. I actually applied two layers of it because I wanted to see if you could build it. And you can build it a tiny bit, but I think it's very much one coat and you're done. Alongside all of the products that I've mentioned, there are also mini eyeshadow trios, a mascara, and of course the pencils that I haven't tried yet. I actually started out recording this thinking, well, I need to find a fault with something. You know, these episodes are my chance to share real reviews with you. So I was like, okay, maybe it'll be the mascara, because I'm definitely a mascara snob. I love mascara. I love to layer it on. And I actually thought the Neem mascara was going to be one of those more natural and not, you know, very just understated, but it's really good. I can't fault it. Honestly, it gives me the thickness, the volume, the dense blackness that I like in my mascaras. So I honestly can't fault it. I think this brand has a lot of pluses for it. And aside from the pigments and the formulas, Neen is a really great brand for anyone who is trying to be more sustainable in this hectic, constantly producing world of beauty. For a start, they have these really squishy, very tactile compacts that are made from silicone. So you can get a single well refillable for the cheek products and the large eyeshadow / highlighters. And there's also a dual well refillable for lips and eyes. Also, I like the fact that you can buy the lip glosses either in a more solid form to use in those dual compacts, so super easy to carry anywhere, very light, or you can get them in a slightly more liquid formula in a glass bottle with a lid that's made from wood. So sustainability is very much at the core of this brand. There's also a kind of try before you buy monthly subscription service where each month you receive a card of makeup samples to try before you decide to go for the full size option. And there's a QR code on the card for you to access some makeup tutorials. I really love that approach. It feels like Janeen has thought of everything, every age group, every kind of inclination. And that makes sense given her pretty impressive past success. If you're in the US, you can buy Neen at weareneen.com or Nordstrom. And if you're in the UK, you can go to weareneen.co.uk, which will redirect you to Cult Beauty. Prices start around £5 for the refillable compact, and colour products start around £21. So far on Cult Beauty, they don't have the new lip products, they don't have the liners. So at some stage, they need to have the full range of Neen. I do think it's a brand that appeals to people that just want something a little bit different also products that kind of have a multitasking feel to them. Like, I feel you could easily travel with Neen. Take the Beam highlighter, take one little eyeshadow trio, and take a little palette of two lip colors, mascara, you're good. Final marks out of 5 for Neen. I would definitely say it's a 5 out of 5 overall. But what do you think? Have you already tried Neen? I feel several of my listeners in the States have already tried Neen, but I'm not sure if anybody I know in the UK even personally has tried it. So let me know over in the DMs on Instagram at Beauty Me Podcast. And if you want to see some imagery of the products, you can also find that on Instagram. As always, thank you so much for listening. I know this was definitely longer than a 5-minute review. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know. And if you did, please give the show a rating wherever you like to listen, and be sure to subscribe or follow so you never miss another episode. Also, don't forget the newsletter, which you can subscribe to for free over at beautymenotes.substack.com. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.